Area. It's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And now, here's your host, Eric Jackson.
All right, and good afternoon. I hope everybody's having a good Thursday, June 28th. All right. Now, before we get started today, for all you basketball fans, don't forget, NBA draft is tonight. So if that's you planning on being somewhere else, you may want to catch that. Now, once again, thank you for listening. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and this is Let's Talk. Now, if you want to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Once again, I do have my chat room open for the show. So if you don't feel like calling in or emailing me, we can always chat online during the show. All right. Now, today I have a great show planned for you, a very good show. We're going to finish up a little bit on our topic of immigration, illegal immigrants. And then we're going to move on to the big thing news item today, the Supreme Court upholding Obamacare, as they call it. So sit back and relax and let's talk. All right, here we go. Now, like I said, yesterday we had a great conversation on immigration. Basically, you know, talking about illegal immigration. And, you know, there were some good points brought up. And then there was some points that weren't all that good that were brought up. But overall, I think we had a very, very good show on that. And the bottom line is, there's some people that's going to say that immigration, illegal immigrants shouldn't be here. And they should be deported, taken away. Well, that's fine. That is fine. If that's what you want to believe, that's good. But the bottom line is, when everybody first came to the country, everybody was immigrants. Everyone. The only true Americans were the Native Americans. That's it. That is it. Those were the only ones. So, with that, you know, give them a chance also. Just set a deadline. You know, set a deadline to allow them the chance to get their citizenship, if that's what they wish from the United States. And if they fail to do that, then what do you do? We're going to put them back where they came from. It's simple. But if they give them a chance, and some of them have been here for years, has established homes and families. So you're trying to kick somebody out who kids are actually American citizens now. And that isn't right. That is not right. Yes, they are here illegally, but the kids aren't, because the kids were born in America. In America. So, with that being said, stop being so hard. Because as I mentioned before, at one time or another, your ancestors was an immigrant here in the United States. And that's the bottom line. That is the bottom line. So if that is the case, then they deserve just as much of freedom and ability to become Americans just like you did. That's all we're saying. Give them a fair chance. You know, then if they don't meet the criteria, then that's fine. We're going to send them on their way. Okay? Now, if you have anything different you would like to say, that's no problem. Just email me, call me, or talk to me in my chat room. You know, I'm open to all suggestions. Of course, that is just my opinion on what we should do. Okay? Now that we have concluded that part of our show, let's get ready to talk about the Affordable Health Care Act, better known as Obamacare, y'all. That's what it's called, Obamacare. And if you haven't heard, which I don't see how you haven't, Affordable Care Act, if you haven't, the Supreme Court today, in a vote 5-4, upheld the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as some has been calling it. And I actually believe that was an outstanding thing, a very outstanding thing that happened. Very. You know, and we're going to applaud that because they actually did the right thing. Yes, they did. All right. Now, this is why it's so good. You know, there's many, many of us out there. And when I say us, I mean Americans, and in some cases immigrants, that don't have any health care at all. None. We get sick, we can't go and see no doctors. Why? Because we can't afford the payments. Or it's not that we can't afford them, but it's not fitting in our budget. Or in some instances, people, you know, you have pre-existing conditions, but nobody wants to insure you because you have that pre-existing condition. So what are you to do? Just sit there and let that condition eat you up until you pass away? Now, if you listen to what some of the Republicans say, then yeah, that's what's supposed to happen. That is exactly what's supposed to happen. So with the Supreme Court upholding this today, I think that opens up a whole avenue of help for people who really need it. You know, and we're not just talking about our young kids or our teenagers or, you know, our college students. We're talking about the elderly. The elderly. You know, in some cases, they need more help than we can, but they can't afford it. Or it's only so many things that Medicaid or Medicare pay for. So they have to make a choice of whether they're going to eat tonight or get the proper medication that they need. So now that that has passed, you know, only thing you can do, the opposition can do now and the country do is take common sense steps to make sure that the health coverage is affordable for everybody. Now, you know what? I'm going to tell you why, in some cases, some people are upset. Politicians are upset with this. Because they're no longer going to get their pockets padded from these pharmaceutical companies. And that goes the same for the doctors. It's the same thing. You know, most of them don't realize you see all these great medicine commercials on television. You know, advertising about a certain medication. There's a reason that certain medications have been done. Because, you know, Americans, we are more visual people. If we see it enough, we're going to remember it. So as soon as we go to the doctor and we think we have that condition, first thing we're going to do is ask for that medication right there. So now, you asking the doctor for the medication, you're not the only one. You're not. Then the next patient comes in and asks. The next patient. Then all of a sudden, the doctor has all these requests for this medication. So then he starts ordering the medication from some pharmaceutical company. So then the pharmaceutical company begins to make arrangements or agreements with the doctor to push this medication. So he get a little bit of money on the side for pushing this particular medication. Now, it may not be right for you. It may not even be what you need. But if you even mention it, that doctor is going to push it. So then what happens? Once the doctor start pushing it, you know, the representative or whatever in that district or county or whatever you want to call it, you know, then they get wind of it. So now, you know, okay, if I support this medication in my district, what's in it for me? So now you got the agreement from the politicians. And normally it don't end with the politicians. Usually it starts with the politicians when just getting a drug approved with the lobbyists. Oh, yeah, it's big money in this. Don't think they just upset because it's a so-called tax. No. They are upset because it's big money in this. It's big money in the medical industry for politicians. And now with the Affordable Care Act, that's going to cut into their pockets. It really is. It's going to cut into the pockets. So now they got to try and scramble and come up with something else. With something else. Now, I know a lot of y'all really noticed this, but there was 27 states that sued the United States government over this Obamacare. 27. And here's a statistic that I found really strange. Out of the 27 states, 26 of them have Republican governors. Only state that didn't have a Republican governor was Colorado. Colorado, that's the only state that didn't have, that don't have a Republican, that sued. You got Virginia, Florida, South Carolina, Nebraska, Texas, Utah, Louisiana, Alabama, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Washington, Idaho, South Dakota, North Dakota, Arizona, Georgia, Alaska, Nevada, Indiana, Mississippi, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Ohio, Kansas, and Maine. Those are the 26 states with Republican governors that actually sued. Yeah, that's right. And the one Republican was, the Democratic governor was Colorado. He must have got lost going down the road, basically. Now, what's going on? The governors of these states, you know, they're planning to ignore the Supreme Court's decision. And you know why they're planning to ignore it? I'm going to tell you why. Because they're hoping that the issue will drive voters to dump President Obama in favor of Mitt Romney, who has vowed to kill the Affordable Care Act once he gets in office. It's just that simple. It's not that they have a legitimate gripe, because they just don't like the person who brought it up. I'm going to tell the truth. That's what it is. So now that the law has passed or been upheld, then now they got to come up with something else. Because a lot of this election year was going to be based on that one law. So, yeah, they got a big strike against them on that one. But why are we fighting about health care? Why? It's not a big secret. We need it. It's like not like we don't need it. It just boggles my mind to think that we have to go through all this just to make sure everybody has health care that is affordable. Heck, what is the congressman fighting about? They get free health care. So what they got to worry about? They get a scratch. You know, they get to see the best doctors just to put a Band-Aid on it. So what they got? What are they fighting for? I'm telling you, because it's costing them money in their pockets. They're under the table money. That's what it's doing. But yet they'll put up this big front in front of everybody coming together saying it's unconstitutional. What's unconstitutional is you taking money under the table and causing my kinfolk to die because we can't get health care for them. That's what's unconstitutional. I'm just going to tell it like it is. Tell it just like it is. So now what? So now what do we do? Okay, what do we do now? We move on and make it happen. That's what we do. That is exactly what we do. Once again, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And if you feel like joining in the conversation today, which is about the Affordable Health Care Act, or Obamacare, as some call it, you can call in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. And I also have my chat room open. So if you don't feel like calling or emailing me, we can always chat during the show. Now, I was saying, now some of you are probably wondering, okay, so the act has passed. So what does this mean to me? Now, what does it mean? No, someone said, okay, they passed it, but does it mean it's good now? Okay, well, the decision, you know, just basically upholds the law for now. And when I say now, because it depends on the election. As I mentioned earlier, if President Obama stays in office, then yes, more than likely it's going to continue. But if Mitt Romney gets in office, he's going to repeal it. He's going to kill it. That's nothing. That's not a big secret. He's already said that over and over and over again. So that's basically what it means if it's in place for good. That's it. That is it. So some of you may be wondering what happens to any benefits I already got because of the law. As of right now, you keep it. Whatever benefits you got, you keep it. Just that simple. You know, parents, you're still able to keep your children on the insurance policies up to age 26. Medicare recipients would keep getting discounts on prescription drugs. To close the gap in coverage known as the donut hole. And new levies under the law, such as the 10% tax on tanning services, also stay put. So if you got any insurance or whatever benefits because of the law, the Obamacare, then as of right now, you still have that. How many parents are there worrying about whether their child has enough insurance, health insurance, especially the ones that's in college? No, they have enough to worry about besides whether if they get sick, are they going to be able to get treated? As a parent, that gives you a sense of a peace of mind. But these are the things that the other side don't want to happen. They don't want it to happen. Some say, well, it's a socialist law. No, we're killing the American way. No, we're not. If anything, we're trying to make the American way better. Better, not worse. And then you got all this fighting going on. You putting up on this front. But what have you suggested in place of it? You're so busy fighting it, what do you have in place of it? I mean, there's some rhetoric here and there, but Have you offered anything concrete? Have you? No. But this is something that is in place now, and it's take most of it don't take effect to 2014. So you basically got a year and a half before all of it takes effect. So why can't the normal man, the one that out there struggling every day, barely making ends meet, receive affordable health care? Why? It just, like I said, it boggles the mind. Some believe that universal health care is a destructive socialist party that will bankrupt America. Are you serious? It's going to bankrupt America? No, I'm going to tell you what almost bankrupt America. These two wars we had that we necessarily didn't have to have. That's what almost bankrupted us. And we still feel the depression from that today. But nobody want to mention that. You know why? Because once again, pockets are getting lined. That's right. Pockets are getting lined. People still making money off that. Not me and you. We're losing our kids and our loved ones. But some politicians out there still getting their money from the civilian corporations that's over there now. Quote unquote rebuilding. Heck, if we wouldn't have went over there and tore it up, we wouldn't have had to rebuild nothing. That's all I'm saying. So you saying this is a destructive socialist policy. Get real. Only thing destructive is the way you thinking. If that's what you think, that's what destructive is about it. I'm not understanding this. Why are we fighting over this? The Supreme Court has ruled. Leave it alone. But no, you got 26 governors say they gonna just ignore it. So they did it. We ain't gonna do it anyway. And what someone say? Just like President Obama is ignoring immigration laws, we gonna ignore Obamacare. So now we're going tit for tat. Is that what we're doing now? Is that how this country was built? Tit for tat? No. No, it wasn't. But yet, that's what we got going on now. Tit for tat. You know, some complain that, it's going to destroy our health system. No, it's not. Everyone has to admit, if we really take a look at the health system, is broke already. It's time for an overhaul. It's time for something new. People with pre-existing diseases, they can't get no help. So I guess what they do, they just make themselves comfortable until they just pass away from the disease or the illness. Heck no. That's not the way it was meant to be. Not at all. But yet, if the other side, you let the other side have their way, that's what's going to happen. You know, that is what's going to happen. And then what? I don't know. You tell me. Once again, if you want to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or you email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Once again, I do have my chat room open, so you can chat with me also while we're on the air and about 15 minutes after. Okay, this is Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And today, right now, we're talking about the Supreme Court's decision to uphold Obamacare, or as the legal name, Affordable Care Act. That's what we're discussing today. Now, did y'all know there was a coalition over health care? It's called the Essential Health Benefits Coalition. That's right. That's what it's called. And only thing it is a broad-based organization composed of groups representing large and small employers from various sectors of the U.S. economy. Pharmacy benefit managers and health plans operating in every state. Now, and that's another thing. We're going to talk about these employers that talk about, well, I really can't afford to give insurance to my employees. Guess what? Here's a newsflash. Most of the ones that saying it wasn't doing it anyway. They never intended to do it. They're not hiring anybody full-time anyway. Besides maybe a manager. Everybody else is part-time. So even though they're complaining, they never had the intent of having health care anyway. None at all. But now they got such a big say in what it should be. No. No. That is not how it works. Some people would like for it to work that way, but no, that is not how it works. Not at all. Now, this Essential Health Benefits Coalition, you know, it has membership. It really does. No, the National Retail Federation, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, National Federation of Independent Businesses, National Association of Manufacturers, National Association of Wholesaler Distributors, National Association of Health Underwriters, Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Retail Industry Leaders Association, Prime Therapeutic, American Health Insurance Plans, Express Clips, Pharmaceutical Care Management Association, National Association of Dental Plans, Delta Dental Plans, and the Council for Affordable Health Insurance. Now, these people, I mean, they basically have accepted it. They say the only thing we need to do is take the steps to make sure that we have affordable health care. This is Essential Health Benefits Coalition. And they have the members of their coalition, hey, they basically have a foot in every company that's in the United States. But are the politicians listening to that? No. Not at all. They could care less. They can care less. No, and then some of us, we so bold and we know everything. Here we go. You know, we all of a sudden we comparing our health care to Britain, Germany, Canada. Okay. So what? You can't compare what we have to theirs because it's not going to be the same. It's not. We have a whole different system in place. We really do. Now, here's something I say all the time. You know, these senators and stuff, like I mentioned earlier, you know, they fighting and complaining because they have health care. They do. It's free. Confidential. No, they can take care of things that we'll never know about because that's their healthcare system. It is. So, and I'm saying that to say this. Take that away from them. Take that away from them. Let them go through what the everyday man goes through. A person. Let them have to go and find health care somewhere. Somebody that's really going to treat them for what's wrong with them. And see how they like struggling to find it. Obamacare is, I mean, the Affordable Care Act is a good act. It makes sense. This is 2012. No, we're going on stuff that was done in the 80s and 90s. Maybe even further back than that. Don't you think it's time for a change? The only problem is nobody wants to work together. Nobody wants, in fact, the actual Supreme Court judges, hey, they had a hard time working together on this. I mean, okay, so some of you say, because basically what the Supreme Court said was, instead of being a, it's basically a tax. And that's where everybody stuck their head up out the holes now, because they heard that bad word, tax. So if you don't have health care, you have to pay a tax of $95 or 1%. And guess what? The government not collect. You know who's in charge of getting that money? The IRS. The IRS. So basically, if you have a return and you have a refund, you ain't even worried about that $95 or that 1%. Heck, you spend more than that on alcohol during the month, or movies, or going out to eat. So what are you complaining about? See, you're nitpicking at something that's really, you shouldn't be nitpicking about. You shouldn't. You know, you're trying to find all kind of loopholes to make this law sound horrible, when actually it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Now, if you don't agree with me, call up and let me know. Call me and let me know. Talk to me in my chat room. I don't mind. No, I mean, I take all opinions. But in my view, it's a good thing. Now, for some of you out there that's going, well, you must not have no health care. Yes, I have health care. I do. But I'm not speaking for me right now. I'm speaking for everybody that does not have it. Or for the idiots that do have it, or, you know, think they're too good to where they can afford their health care, so they want nobody else to have it. Because they're scared they're going to have to wait longer for their appointments. Wait longer for your appointments? So? You probably don't go to the doctor that often anyway. You don't have anything wrong with you, right? So why are you worrying about appointments? You get a pimple on your butt, you go to your doctor to see that, to take care of that. That's the extent of your health care problems. But what about that kid out there that has kidney trouble, that once he gets his kidney, he comes off Medicare and Medicaid, and he has nothing? That kidney goes bad, what is he to do then? You shrugging your shoulders, right? Get out there on the corner and beg for money? Start a fundraiser, maybe? What sense does that make? None. None at all. But that's why Obamacare is good. It gives that child's parent, the opportunity to have insurance in place for when Medicaid and Medicare run out. That's all it is. But yet, we are still fighting this issue. The Supreme Court has ruled. They have. But yet, we got governors say they're going to ignore it. They're going to ignore it. So, if that's the case, governors, you 26 governors, if civil war breaks out in your state and you want the president to call in the National Guard, or the military, the army. And he said, well, I'm just going to ignore that. Let y'all handle it on your own. How would you feel about that? I know that's extreme, but it's still the same. It's the same thing. How would you like that to happen? Or better yet, a hurricane or something come in and tear your state up. Now you apply to the president for national emergency relief. He said, whatever. Whatever. They can take care of themselves. You'd really be upset about that, wouldn't you? You're dang right you would. So y'all need to come off this, we're going to ignore it mess. That's not doing the right thing. It's not. You know, there was a poll taken just yesterday of 25 people. And only 37% of them were against Obamacare. 37%. That's right. So over half of them was okay with it, whether they wanted it or they really didn't care one way or the other. Are you really listening to your constituents, or are you listening to the Tea Party or just own pockets jingling with coins? It's just a question I'm asking. That's all. It's just a question I'm asking. That's why I want to know these things. I think some people out there want to know. You know, it is so easy. Now that we know it's constitutional, let's work together to get it fixed. But we so stubborn, especially since it's the election year, we're not doing anything. Nothing to help anybody except for yourselves. I mean, oh, Lord, have mercy. That's what you're doing. Some people say the government health plan will cover abortions. That is exactly the same as approving murder. Employers failing to provide an insurance option must pay a fine roughly 8% of payroll. Really? For the ones that aren't providing it, I'm sure they have the 8% to pay. Because they ain't paying it on nothing else. And you probably know that if you go in their businesses. Yeah, I'm just telling the truth, y'all. Y'all can get mad at me and giggle and say I'm crazy. I may be. But I'm just telling you my opinion on what I think is going on. I really do. And I think something like this is needed. Now, there may be some bits and pieces of it that may be tweaked some a little. But overall, it's headed in the right direction. This thing started in 2010. Now, we are finally here at 2012. We finally get a ruling from the highest court in the land. And we still have people fighting it. Why? You the one who wanted them to take a look at it, to rule on it. You insisted that it go there. Now that it didn't go your way, now what? Well, our only hope is that hopefully we get somebody else in office. Well, little do y'all know, he had something like this in Massachusetts. Yeah, I ain't say it right. Y'all know y'all don't say it right either. That's a hard word to say. But anyway. And then once he talked it up during his election year, once he got elected, he went back and tried to get rid of it. Now, if he does that to his own state, what you think he's going to do to America? You have no idea. None. But yet, that's what you want. Right? That's what you want. Okay, so what? Oh, I know the other big argument. Illegal aliens, illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. So basically, let's say there's 46 million illegal immigrants. Immigrants in this country, and 10 million are illegal, right? Now, the Constitution says that our government cannot deny any illegal immigrants the same rights that the rest of us have. Now, they cannot. And some of you feel that once we are forced into the health program, illegals will be included. No provision or law saying that illegals cannot be covered can be placed above the Constitution. Well, here we go again with illegals. Here we go. If they have any children or any part of their family that are Americans, yeah. If they can afford it, yeah. Why not? You know, some of you say, well, they don't pay taxes. How you know what they don't pay? Huh? How you know what they don't pay? Some of you can pay it and you don't pay. It's been years since you filed a tax return. So what are you talking about? For the people who do not pay. You ain't filed no tax return in over a year. You make $1 million a year. You're going to benefit from it, aren't you? It's what? We worried about the little bit of taxes you're going to have to pay. Okay, you pay a little now and you save more in the long run. What is wrong with that? Huh? What is wrong with that? Everybody deserves some type of health care. They're here in the country. Most of them working. They're getting health care from somewhere right now anyway, right? Am I right? So why not include them in something? They may not get the full package that we get, but they can have something. But then they have to get their illegal immigrants. They don't count for anything. They don't do anything. Then they shouldn't be in the U.S. health system. Right? That's the way this great country thinks. Wrong as hell, but that's the way they think. And what do we do? Huh? We talking about taxes and deficits. The government running the program. Well, that's all the argument you have? Even though this is in place, the health company's still going to make their money. They are. Let's not be dumb to that fact. They're going to still make their money. And them politicians are going to figure out a way to get their money. Yes, they are. But in the same area, let them get there as long as the American people have some type of health care they can have when they get sick. That is reasonable and affordable. What? What is wrong with that? We too good to think about that, because once we get stuck on one thing about what's wrong with it, that's what we're going to keep harping on. Yeah. And, you know, some people say, well, my health care, they're going to rise. The cost's going to rise. Maybe, yeah, they will rise a little. Initially. Because, like with every program, there's going to be some skips and bumps along the way. Nothing is perfect. Nothing. So then, I mean, what are we complaining about? You wanted it to go to the highest court. It went to the highest court. They ruled in favor. Can we just do something now? Do something? Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I forgot. It's an election year. We don't get nothing done during election year. Isn't that a shame? That's bad, isn't it? That is terrible. Just because in the election year, we not doing nothing. Now we got something to do, and we still not going to do anything till after the election, which is when? Till after January next year? So, which means January next year, give it another 6 months. So we talking about June or July. Then after the squabbles and all that, we talking 2014 now. But the Supreme Court has already ruled that it is constitutional. It's good. So why is it going to take the 2014, even though it's supposed to already be in place and full force 2014? But what that was decided in 2010. That's already 4 years, a 4-year span that we as a country have fought over this. Is there anyone else besides me out there that doesn't see anything wrong with this? No, a lot of things, sometimes I think what we should do, get kids, put kids in the room and put it in front of them. And I guarantee they'll come up with a solution than these so-called experts that we have up in office. Because they don't, one of the beautiful things about kids, they have no pre-agenda. None. Eventually, they may not know each other, but they eventually end up working together and get something done. But we as adults, we can't do that. And now we're talking about health care, stuff for everyone to be seen, to be treated. But the first thing y'all want to hear is, well, our country is fat. Our country is this. But you won't let affordable health care take place. Maybe that would help with some of that. You ever figure that? No, you ain't never figured that out. And, it's just mind-boggling. And to have these 26 governors, they're not running a city, or nothing. They're running a whole entire state. And they say they're just going to ignore it. We ain't going to do it. Nah. I don't care. You can't make me. Does that make any sense to anyone? It doesn't to me. That is just outrageous. Instead of sitting there and saying what you're not going to do, what you should be doing is trying to come up with a solution then. Quit saying that you ain't going to do it and you're not going to do it and this is wrong, that is wrong. If you don't have a solution, you're part of the dang old problem. Take what is there. But we it just doesn't happen that way anymore. It doesn't. Because everybody got their own agenda. They know. Everybody got their own agenda. We going to make some money here, and then I can get money. If I don't do it this way, then I'm not going to get my money. That's all it's about, money. Who cares about the people, whether the people have health care. As long as I know I can go to Walter Reed and get taken care of, screw those constituents. Screw the citizens. Let them find their own. Yeah, find their own for the ones that can afford it, right? But what about the ones that can't afford it? The ones that's working and working, barely getting minimum wage, barely making 30 hours a week. What to do? Oh, I understand. We have free clinics, right? We have free clinics. Well, the free clinic only is going to do so much. Then what? They just to suffer. That's what they just suffer then. That's basically what y'all you saying. Let me tell you what one mom from Illinois said. Now, her occupation is a stay-at-home with two disabled teenagers. Okay. The health law allowed her son Tucker to die peacefully at home with private health insurance covering his care. He was one of three triplets with cerebral palsy, was always the most fragile of the siblings. 5 years ago, he maxed out the $1 million lifetime limit in his family's policy when he went into respiratory failure and was hospitalized for 12 weeks. Hitting the lifetime limit meant the insurance company would no longer pay Tucker's medical bills. The state picked up the slack through a program for children with special health care needs, but the program put strict limits on certain medical supplies, leading the family to wash and reuse equipment meant for single use. You hear that? They had to wash stuff out. It's only meant to use one time and use it over and over again. And yet, you fighting this bill? You fighting this bill? This is evidence right here that is needed. Huh? The young man's coverage was reinstated January 1st, 2011, because the health law barred lifetime dollar limits on coverage. He lived another 15 months covered by private insurance. He had doctor visits at home, oxygen, and enough pain medication. His mother says all that care would have been restricted under the state program. She said it was a blessing. It was a blessing. Now, this is a mother, a stay-at-home mother. That's an example of what this health care plan is going to do. It's going to do. Everybody not privileged to be able to go to Walter Reed. You know, or have VA to go to if they get sick. Everybody not privileged like that. But you want to leave them out cold. I mean, it's mind-boggling. It really is. It's just crazy that we're actually working and believing that that's a good thing to do. I mean, it really is. You know, and I'm just struck, was crazy by this. It really bothers me that one part in there where she said they had to use stuff over and over again that was only meant to be used once. Once. Now, if that was you, what would you be doing? You'd be complaining and fighting too, right? That's why you need to give it up. Give it up. Go with it. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Oh, but the only thing y'all could keep saying is, well, it's going to pay, you got to pay tax on it. And old President Obama, and they forced it down our throats. Huh? About time some got stuff down your throat because you've been throwing everything up for years. About time you keep something down, don't you think? It's just amazing. Now, some of you are saying, well, it's going to ration health care and dictate treatments to doctors. No, it's not. It's going to actually make the doctors do what they're supposed to do. That's what it's going to do. But when are we going to take the time to realize that? And put our little differences aside and go with it. The politicians saying this and that, most of America, they are welcoming it. It's needed. It is. It's needed. When the last time any of y'all been out in your districts and talk with the actual people that on the lower side of the district? No, not the ones that got money that help put money in your campaign, but the ones that's out there in your district struggling, working hard. You're not talking to them, are you? No, you ain't talking to them because you don't want to know what they got to say. And you don't. You really don't. And you know, it's okay. But just be true. Be true to what you're doing. Really? Wow. Okay, y'all listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And today's topic is Obamacare. We're talking about Obamacare and the Supreme Court ruling today that upheld it. If you want to join in the conversation, you dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. I also have a chat room open. So if you feel like chatting with me, go ahead and log in and we can chat as well. And I have the chat room open for another 15 minutes after the show is over. Now, as I was saying, you know, when last time you went into your neighborhoods and talked to the actual working people? The actual working people. The ones working 2-3 jobs. Huh? When? When was the last time? Oh, yeah, you'll stop in a city. You know, hosted by some rich supporter. You give your little short speech, then you go. You shake a couple of hands, and you out of there. But if you ever sat down to actually listen to them, their medical problems, their problems, period. Not many of you. Not many of you. You haven't. So now what? You steady gonna fight this thing. You steady gonna fight it and fight it and fight it. Well, it's law now. It's law. You know, and here's the thing that took him. It was it was so crazy that CNN and Fox News Network put it out there as it had the Obamacare had been overturned. Did they have crystal balls? Apparently they had crystal balls that didn't work because they were wrong. But they put it out there. I mean, really? What about the mother that may have breast cancer? Huh? And the treatments cost so much, it leads to bankruptcy or foreclosure of the house. And like most insurance companies do these days, raise her premiums. They raised her premiums. So she couldn't afford it as it was either. She couldn't. I mean, they raised her premium from $1,700 to $400 a month. And then she had to drop the insurance for 27 months. Listen to what I'm saying. For 27 months, this mom was uninsured. Uninsured. And she needed breast cancer treatments. That's not no lollipop thing. That's serious. That's serious. In 2011, she signed up for insurance that was made possible by the new law. Okay? She only pays $377 a month for her insurance with a $1,000 deductible. And, you know, now she can cover her medical bills. She can get her treatments. I mean, and she's happy. She's good now. She can pay her bills. She don't have to worry about it. Is that so wrong? You see, it's stories like that. That is what this new bill will do, or has done. Not just will do, but has done already. But yet you don't want to do it. Why not? Why not? If it's helping people live longer and help keeping them healthy, what's wrong with it? Besides taxes, and you think it's socialist. What is wrong with it? Or better yet, you just didn't come up with it. That's what it is? And you know what? Now, I know what some of you out there are saying. Why don't you go on and say it, Eric? Go on and say it. No, I'm staying away from that portion of it. Because I don't want to bring that into it. This is about common sense. That's what it's about. It's about common sense. I'm not going to bring that other half into it. That we definitely know has something to do with it more than likely. But if the Supreme Court says it's good, then it's good. Get off the boat and find something else to do. How many of you out there agree with me? How many disagree with me? I mean, let me know something. Because I'm curious about this. I know how I feel about it. And I think it's a great thing. I think it's something this country needs. We need it. And yet, our great people that we elect in office, we just don't see it. We don't see it. We just don't want to do it. Because we're going to be losing our money. Oh, my, my, my. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Now, here's the thing. Now, everybody was preparing speeches for if they won or lost, right? Now, everybody was doing that. And that's what made it so funny. I mean, it started in 2010, and we had gone all the way to 2012, 2 years, for the Supreme Court to say, okay, yes, the major parties, this is good. Now you have governors saying, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. And why not? Because they're hoping somebody else get put in office. But what about all those citizens in their states that need this help and they won't get them, let them do it because they're ignoring it? That is downright dumb. Stupidity. It is. So, what you do is, it's like being in high school. You don't like the subject your teacher giving you, so you just don't do it. You rather take an F than try and do a little bit of it? Or in college, incomplete? That's what you rather do for your citizens that need, some of them that really do need this type of health care? Now, I got another question. Out of these 26 states, I wonder how many of them still going to go on with this suit. I wonder. Because it's really interesting because the Supreme Court has ruled 5-4 in favor. So are you going to waste more of our taxpayer money going through with this that you know you're already going to lose? You talking about paying taxes? Well, you taking my tax money and you wasting it on this now. That could be saving us some money. And you know, and that's the craziest thing though. And something as important as this health care bill, we'll fight. We will. And we complain about it's going to be a tax, and it's going to raise the national debt, and it's going to do this. But in the same thing, we got you out there chasing athletes. Huh? Chasing athletes. You're out there trying to get somebody who had an affair years ago that we really don't care about anymore. You spending our money, our taxpayer dollars on mess like that. Well, you could be moving some of that money toward this health care bill. That's just my opinion, but that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Like I said, I could be wrong. I really could. But I don't think I'm all wrong. And some of you are just beginning to think about it. No, this one story I read about the lady with breast cancer. No, it was really an interesting story because she said she was raised as a Republican, a conservative. But now, you know, viewing all this that has actually happened to her, no, she's beginning to change her politics, the way she's beginning to think about politics and things. So that's telling me people are beginning to open their mind up and accept this thing and see the goodness that it is doing. Instead of listening to everybody bad-mouthing, saying it's no good, it's going to do that wrong. Apparently, it's not doing so much wrong, it started helping people already. And it's not really fully enforced yet. It's not. But it's already showing positive results. Now, I know some of you out there, regardless of what you read or hear about it as far as doing good, you're always going to find something wrong with it. That's just the way you think. You're just that negative-minded. Okay, I'm just going to tell you, you're just that negative-minded. But if you really open your eyes and pay attention, you will see this bill is, this law is causing good things to happen already. Already. But yet, we're so stubborn. No matter what, we're not going to see any good in it. Not at all. At least we ain't going to say it in public, right? Of course not. Then you have to eat crow. Oh, my God, you can't do that. You know? Maybe you need to go and step on some of them landmines you were talking about making them illegal aliens step on yesterday. Maybe you need to go and step on them so I'm going to get some common sense. Once you fly through air a couple of times, you'll realize you need some too now. You know, and yet we are still fighting this. That's what it's really, you know that I keep saying that. We still fighting this thing. It's been to the highest court in the land. The Supreme Court. Supreme Court. And it was upheld. What is your argument now? What is it? You really don't have one. Besides, the age-old one that a Democratic president came up with it. Oh, did I say that? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it like that. Let me put it another way for you then, for those who are really listening. A Black Democratic president came up with it, and we cannot have that. Now, I said I was trying to stay away from that, but it just had to come out. It was just slipping on out. But this is a good bill. I don't care what your race is. It's a good bill. It is. But what are we, when are we going to get our heads together on this? When? When? You know, some people on Medicare, you know, they worried that the new rules coming in 2015 to hold down Medicare costs would interfere with the treatments doctors can provide. No, it's not going to do that. Regardless of what you pay, that doctor has to treat you. Now, the question you should be asking is, have they been treating you right from the beginning? That's the question you should be asking. Just because this new law going to say, is that going to cause him to change the way he's treating you? I seriously doubt it. I hope not. And only you can answer that. No, how has he been treating you in the past? No, has he been giving you the right medication? Who knows? I can't say. That's up to you. Only you can say that. Only you can say that. But I don't think doctors are that vain. I really don't. And it's, you have to have an open mind about this thing, people. You really do. You have to really, really have an open mind about it. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. You know, you just need to stop. You need to stop. How can I say, having a closed mind about this bill. Quit fighting it just because out of spite. And that's what a lot of you are doing. You're fighting it out of spite. Stop it. This is for the good of the country, the nation, the American people. That's what it's good for. It has nothing to do with you getting money on the side, under the table, in your pockets. It has nothing to do with you being able to afford health care and nobody else can. That's your personal issues. But this is to provide health care for everyone, affordable health care. Affordable. Nobody said it was going to be free. But it's affordable. So everybody can have health. Everybody can don't have to worry when they get sick. They just have to sit it out until it passes. You know, they can go and see a doctor, a pediatrician, get treated correctly for the problem. That's what it's all about. It is. That's what this bill is about. So Congress, the Senate, Mr. President, governors, come on, y'all. Let's get it together. Let's get it together. No, we have great things on the horizon. But if we don't work together on it, it's going to pass us up. Then when we really want to do it again, it's too late. It is. It's really too late. And that's all I got to say on this Obamacare as of right now. That's all I got to say. I just want to kudos to the Supreme Court for actually putting their differences aside and coming up with a good decision. That was outstanding. That was outstanding. I love it. I love it. So that was a good thing. That was a good thing. Now, I know I have a few minutes left. So I want to talk about this NBA draft for a moment. All right, we got the NBA draft coming on. And you know what about this draft? You know what about the NBA draft I really don't like? Is that they allow freshmen to enter the draft. They play 1 year, then they come out. I don't like that. I don't like that. Because a lot of them don't go back and get their education. No, they just in it for the money from the get-go. No, I think it should be mandatory for them to at least go 3 years. Once they're a junior, yeah. Come on out to the NBA then. It's getting to the point where athletics is more important than our education. Now, we get them dollar signs in our eyes, start believing the hype, and there we go. Then you get an NBA, and you nothing but the ninth man on sitting on the bench. And you haven't thought about going back to school? I think we need to do something about that, because that's just ridiculous. Kids 18, 19 years old, they're not ready for that kind of life. They're not. That's why a lot of them go out there and get in so much trouble. Because mentally, they're not ready for that. They still stuck in the, I'm the star of the high school team mode. And that is, hey, that's just not right. I mean, there's some parents out there that do what they're supposed to do and keep them level-headed. But there's some parents out there just as greedy as the kids. Only thing they see is dollar signs, seeing what they're going to get out of it. it's amazing. But it happens. You know what happens. I know what happens. It happens. Now, another thing. Have y'all heard that Jerry Sandusky still is going to get his retirement pay from Penn State? Can you believe that? They still going to pay this man. What is wrong with that scenario? He done ruined all these young men's lives, but yet he's still going to get a retirement pension? And we're not talking about a small amount either. He going to be in prison, but who going to get it? His wife going to have access to it. And I think, you know what, though? I think she should be put on trial, too, because apparently she knew what was going on. She didn't report him. Don't you think she probably need to take some of that guilt just like he does? I would think so. I think it needs to happen. Now, whether it will, who knows? Who knows? That's just one of those things that may just fall through the cracks, like it all, and like a lot of things do around here in this country, just fall through the cracks. No, okay, we happy. We got him convicted. We good now. No, we not, because this man is set to get thousands of dollars for the rest of his life. For the rest of his life. And his wife, she gets to use it. So you know she's going to put some on his commissary books. And you know what? They're probably going to send him to a minimum security facility. They need to put him in a maximum security facility. They do. That's what I'm saying. They need to put him in there with the big boys, the bigger boys. No, and let him see how it is to get molested and fondled some. I know some of y'all saying that is wrong. It may be. But he needs to feel what he done to them other kids, them young boys. Talking about he was horsing around. What grown man horses around when a kid in the shower? Huh? What kid does that? What grown man does that? I'm sorry. What grown man does that? No. Mm-mm. No, that's not the way it works. Not at all. But maybe he gonna get all this money. Penn State should be ashamed of themselves. They really should be. If they really are going to go through and pay this man, they should be ashamed. Number one, it happened on their campus. He had access to all kind of young men being part of the football team, the athletic department. And the funny thing about it, you know, it's amazing how only one person saw it, but he didn't do nothing. He just passed by and looked. He tried to stop it. Well, he reported it to Joe Paterno. Joe Paterno reported it to his higher echelon. And that was it. Nobody thought about going back and following up on it to see what would happen? No. Is it? And that's the same thing that's going on with this, the healthcare bill. You know, they know it's wrong to be fighting this bill, but nobody going to stand up and say it. Well, the Supreme Court said it. Just like the juror said it about Sandusky. Just something to think about. I know that's a heck of an analogy, but if you think about it, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Just in different ways, but it's the same thing. It is. And it's okay. If you don't get it now, you'll get it later. I'm sure you will. If not, email me and I'll tell you what it meant, okay? I'll tell you what it meant. All right, my listeners, that's the show for today. Join me tomorrow because you know what time it is? It's Fun Friday, and you know how we do it on Friday. Oh, yeah, it's going to be outrageous. Hey, it is what it is. All right, y'all. Well, once again, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and I enjoyed talking to you today. Now, if you want to talk a little bit more, my chat room will stay open at least 10, 15 minutes after I end the show. So join me in the chat room. We can chat a little bit more if you want to. But other than that, enjoy your day, and I'll see you tomorrow here on Let's Talk. I'm out of here.